I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We are nowhere near out of the woods yet in West Africa. That's how President Obama today described the current status of the Ebola crisis. He warned that despite waning news attention, Ebola remains a threat that requires a global response. That response has so far relied heavily on medical volunteers, many of them Americans. We're going to be following one of those volunteers over the next few weeks. Sharon McDonnell is an epidemiologist who lives in Yarmouth, Maine. She agreed to speak with us before leaving for Liberia tonight. Sharon, thanks so much for joining us. So are you at all nervous or frightened? I mean, especially after the recent death of Surgeon Martin Saliha in Nebraska.
Well, you know, I think I'm a lot like a journalist. If something's on fire or something big is happening, I tend to run towards it. And as an epidemiologist, this is so interesting. I feel like this is what I'm trained to do. So there are just more questions that I'm sort of wanting to get at understanding. If I'm scared of anything, it's really missing my family.
And I gather kind of infectious diseases are not a complete blank spot for you. You worked in the HIV/AIDS crisis in the 80s, yeah?
In 1983, when we had our first case of AIDS at UCSD Hospital, we were all in suits. We were wearing full gear to see a single patient with HIV/AIDS. We didn't know how it was transmitted. We didn't know an awful lot. And there is a lot in the history of AIDS that is very similar to how afraid people were. They weren't letting people go to school. We had a big AIDS meeting in the United States, and we didn't want people to cross the borders. There is something about uncertainty that does not bring out necessarily the welcoming side of people.
So as an epidemiologist, will you be doing a number of things on the ground? I mean, both helping people who are suffering from disease and trying to kind of figure out where it started?
Yes. I mean, let me put my little touch in here to tell everybody they should grow up to be epidemiologists.
Okay.
You get to solve problems and be a detective. I trained as a physician and as a nurse. And as a physician and nurse, I'm at the 3-foot level. I'm taking care of people directly. As an epidemiologist and a public health practitioner, I'm at the 30,000-foot level, and I'm trying to say, what makes people well? What makes them unwell? What do we need? I am the doctor of the community.
What does that mean as far as what you'll practically be doing once you're on the ground in Liberia?
Well, the first set of things will be a problem that has troubled people, which has to do with when you're in an Ebola treatment unit, you have to be completely isolated from every other part of a hospital. And so the information that you have in there to help you manage cases and keep track of things, you can't easily take out. And there's not a lot of reliable electricity. So the question will be, how do you get information out of the treatment center that can be, and into the treatment center that tells me about how many people are confirmed with Ebola? What is the status of this patient? How many patients died? So we need access to the data. There are some places where people have actually, the physicians, the clinicians have had to memorize charts, leave, take off their personal protective equipment, and then try to write down everything they remember.
Sharon, why did you decide to do this? Had you been holding back on going, and a particular event tipped you into taking this step?
Well, I got very interested in it as I watched it. I guess it just, to me, it looks like such a terrible epidemic. I completely understand why people are concerned and frightened.
And what about reaction from your own family, Sharon? How do they feel?
Well, I think they're a little bit amazed. You know, it's like, oh, there's a terrible thing happening. Let's go. But my husband is a pathologist and an epidemiologist and understands my background. And my daughter can say the word epidemiology and understands, as we've talked about it, that this is both a terrible event that deserves our attention and an amazing challenge. One of the things that I do is create materials for students of epidemiology to use, teaching case studies and that sort of thing. And this just struck me as, I want to be in the middle of this so that we can start making sure that the next generation of epidemiologists have the tools, the pictures, the video clips, the faces to really learn about this.
Well, we take our hat off to you. And you have agreed very kindly to take the time and check in with us a few times during your placement in Liberia. It would be great if we could do that. So until next time, Sharon.
Thanks.
Sharon McDonnell is an epidemiologist who lives in Yarmouth, Maine. She'll be flying out to Liberia tonight, and we'll be checking in with her again soon.